All right, Mr. Frost, we're going to start with you for the next question again. Sorry. Do you support mass transit generally? What can the city do to get bus service to and from our Front Runner station?
Yes, I support it. I don't use it. Sometimes I feel like I should. I'm supportive of it enough, and in the same hand, I'm somewhat discouraged by the way the UTA manages their funds. And I will say that openly. But the Front Runner has been a great source of people coming and going. Front Runner is full. The parking lot, if you don't, just go down there in the middle of the day, the parking lot is completely full. And so we know Front Runner is thriving. The bus system is weak. I've been watching it in preparation for this Prop 1 to see how many people are using the buses. And yesterday, last night, I noticed there was two on one bus. There was a couple. One bus I thought was empty. So people have got to use it. I know its role, and I support it for, you know, people that have to have that or maybe don't have the circumstances to buy a car, but I think it's going to change the mindset as the population grows. Buses will be needed.
I have to pretty much echo what Brad had said. I sit on a committee right now that is reviewing transportation in American Fork and trying to make sure we're thinking ahead. And by 2040, I-15, with the expansion we're doing right now, will be failing with the population growth that we're expected to have. So where are we going to put another freeway? There's going to become a point where growth becomes so much that mass transit is going to make more and more sense over time. I, too, am not real happy with the way that UTA allocates those funds, and quite frankly, I do wish we as a city had an opportunity to help them spend it a little bit wiser, but we don't really have a say in that role as to how to increase bus services. But I'll tell you this, we talk about businesses locating in American Fork. That was one of the number one requests of Adobe to locate, was it had to be next to a Front Runner station. And American Fork and Lehigh were competing for that because we did have a Front Runner station here in American Fork. We have a lot of businesses now, as we've done our transit-oriented development and looking at that want to locate next to that Front Runner station. It will be an economic hub to us. So we have to look for ways we can efficiently utilize it and do as much as we can encourage UTA to spend their money better.
UTA is an easy target, but I think we're all in agreement. You've seen the studies, you've seen the salaries, you've seen the other things. They are not managing the best that they could, and I think they need to be more accountable. I've never been on a UTA bus. I've never ridden the Front Runner, so I can't speak from experience. My job necessitates that I have a car, so I can go where I need to go when I need to go. So it's not something that I can do. I'm all in favor of that train when I see it go down the side of the freeway at 5:30 at night and I'm driving back from Ogden and it's jam-packed with people. That's great because that's that many fewer people on the freeway, that many fewer accidents. I don't think American Fork currently is ready for a bus system. I don't think we could justify it. There's not enough people that would use it. So I don't think that's something that we need to look at as a high priority.
I am a regular rider of UTA, the bus, and our mass transit system, and it is severely underutilized. And I've talked with people who work with them or who have worked with them, and I think saying that their finances are poorly managed is one of the understatements. They have an incredible amount of debt. And I think about that as I ride the bus, and many times I'm the only person on the bus. I've even ridden the bus that the county wants to bring extension down through Provo on, and it's a very, very low ridership. We have, and again, as a bus rider, there's freedom you don't have on a bus. You have to wait. You have to go by their schedule, and it's really hard. And with their incredible amount of debt, should we be supporting them? There's definitely a time in the future where they can be used. Should we be supporting that until that's needed? And I don't think we can afford it.
Mr. Simpson, if you want to stay standing, you can start with the next question. All right, please comment on the level of fire protection in the city. Is it adequate? Is there anything more that we should be doing?
The level of fire protection? I don't have any idea. That's something that I would have, a fire protection. That's not a question that I can answer. I've worked with our fire, fire department, they even came and to put out my campfire in my backyard that my neighbors, called about. But I could, and it was not big, I promise. And we offered them marshmallows, and they were really nice, but didn't accept. I have assumed it is because I've spoken with them, because again, I've dealt and talked with them, and I'm friends with them. And I'm sorry. So maybe if this is a good question, whoever asked it can get with me, and I'll go over and find out.
I would say that I am very comfortable with the level. We have had to kind of change. You've seen the changing of a guard from a part-time volunteer fireman that was a local businessman that carried a pager. And that has kind of phased out, and basically because of the need, and then Obamacare kind of ruined that as well. Because even to carry a pager, you're an employee and you can't have more than 28 hours. And so I am very comfortable with the level of service that we have currently. I would say that between Councilman Shelton and I, we know of the need of another satellite station that needs to be taking place up on the northwest side of town by the temple. I project that'll happen sometime in the next 5 to 10 years as things happen. But fire doubles every, what is it?
8 seconds.
8 seconds. And if you've ever been in a fire in a burning building, I kind of have had that little experience, and it's true. And you can't get in there fast enough. So I'm comfortable with where it's at, and expect that you'll see smaller little stations surrounding the city soon.
One of the great things we did over the last 4 years to make sure we have adequate fire protection, we bought a brand new fire truck. And the reason why is because the current one was made in the 1970s, and the fires, there's a museum for fire trucks, and that's where our old fire truck got retired to, because no one else wanted it, went to a museum. Recently, and Jenna can attest to this, we tried to cut a fire hose with a pair of jaws of life that we had, and it only bent the hose and didn't cut it. And that was the hose that we were using prior to us buying this new fire truck, and they brought out the new one and it snipped it just perfect. So we do need to stay on top of it. One thing we have done recently, though, to keep costs down is we signed a contract with Gold Cross. Brad brought up the problems with Obamacare. So now Gold Cross stays inside of our station, and instead of having to call in other people to carry a pager, they're our backup, and we only pay them on the calls they go on.
I'm an insurance agent. I'm going to take a different point of view on this. Those of you that own a home pay for insurance on your home. If you've got a good rating for your fire department, guess what? Your premium is less. So you may think you're saving money sometimes by cutting police or fire or other things, but guess what? You're going to pay for it in a lot more damage to your property if it ever catches on fire, but you're also going to pay more for it in your insurance premiums. What I'm getting to is our city has a good rating on the fire department, and because of that, you get good competitive rates on your homeowner's insurance. And I think that's wonderful, and I think that speaks highly of our city fire department. Even though we're not as large as some of the other cities, we still enjoy the same rating that they do.
Thank you. We will now take 2 minutes to collect the audience's questions and let the candidates relax. Then we'll begin the next segment. But first, please join me in a round of applause for the candidates.